This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where women who are warriors who have gone through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And we are here today with Rachel Cook. Rachel, I'm so happy to have you here today. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You are so welcome. It's my pleasure. So first of all, Rachel, in a couple of sentences, please tell us who you are and where you're from, and if you're busy, which I assume you are, what keeps you busy during the day?
I am Rachel Cook. I'm a business growth strategist for women entrepreneurs, and I run a business called the CEO Collective. Where am I? I am in Richmond, Virginia, so about 2 hours south of Washington, D.C. And what keeps me busy during the day is either working with my amazing clients, creating content for my own podcast, Promote Yourself to CEO, or chasing after my three kids. I have 9-year-old twins and a 6-year-old.
Holy smokes, I have two kids and I just don't know what I would do if I had to switch to zone defense.
Yeah, we're outnumbered.
You're outnumbered, yeah. So our next question here, Rachel, is it takes an absolute warrior to get to the other side of complete and total caca. I'm sorry, I just skipped question two, which is, getting ahead of myself, would you please summarize what it is that you went through, what difficulty you went through, and what was the hardest part?
Yeah, I went through not just debilitating burnout, but I found myself going through almost weekly panic attacks and adrenal fatigue all at the same time. So about 12 years ago, I got recruited straight out of my MBA program to go into consulting. And if anyone knows somebody who's new into the world of consulting, expect 80-hour work weeks, you're always on the road, you never see your family. And it was all of those things. Plus, I was the only woman in an office of about 50 men. It was a very difficult environment for me to be in. Long story short, I found myself really hitting a point where I was having these panic attacks and I didn't know what they were. I actually had 10 panic attacks in 10 weeks. And each time I was going to the emergency room saying, I'm having a heart attack, what's wrong? And I had no idea. I probably had experienced anxiety, but I'd never experienced a panic attack. And it was so bad, I was scared to get on a train or a plane or in my car to go see clients because I was afraid I was going to hurt myself. So I finally filed for disability. I took a medical leave of absence from consulting and went on this entire journey to figure out what was happening. And what I discovered was I was in a toxic environment for me. And while I loved consulting and I was working with these amazing business owners, I was not able to go back to that because I discovered I was suffering from adrenal fatigue. I was suffering from some chronic pain and I needed to completely overhaul my life in order to be healthy. And that's been my journey for the last decade or so, is managing this chronic anxiety, chronic fatigue and pain while now I've been building a business along the way.
Rachel, I'm so grateful to you for sharing this story and this particular story. Anxiety and panic, I will say, and I know this personally, panic attacks are absolute caca. They're awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really awful. So I'm going to get back on track with the questions here. So it does take a total warrior to get to the other side of something like what you have gone through, specifically what you have gone through. What is the best thing about being on the other side after this 10 or so year journey?
Yeah, the best thing at this point is I have, one, freed myself from the mindset of that's just the way it is and that you have to suffer in order to find success. I truly believe you can have success without suffering and without sacrificing what's important to you. Does it mean going like 100% looking at your life and evaluating it and saying with a discerning eye what you are willing and not willing to do? Absolutely. Does it mean going out of the norm? Absolutely. Did people think I was crazy for leaving a 6-figure job? Absolutely. But once you're on the other side and you realize what is possible, when you get clear on what you actually want out of your life, it's amazing. My mind is blown every day that I'm able to run this business. I only work 25 hours a week because of my health challenges, but it blows my mind every day that I'm able to do that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And it's because you've done the work, sister. You've done the real work, right? Most people think that the real work is the hustle, the bustle. Americans think that we have to work these 80-hour work weeks, 60-hour work weeks, or even 40-hour work weeks, but that is not necessary. And you clearly have learned that, which is awesome. So Rachel, who are some other brave warriors like you who have gone through some really rough stuff and have come out on the other side and should be on this podcast?
It's so funny because I talk to so many women who have similar stories to me, but I'm going to give you two. I'm going to cheat. Tara Newman, who is my personal coach, who also burned out hard on the corporate track. She's amazing. And she's someone who honestly kicks my mindset in the pants every single day whenever I need a reality check. She's the one who told me to take a month off this year, and it was the best advice I ever got. The second person I'm going to say you should talk to is my dear friend, Cassandra Metzger, who has an amazing space where she helps other women who have chronic fatigue and chronic pain issues. She suffered from fibromyalgia for over a decade and has really found ways to help people who are living with chronic fatigue, chronic pain, fibromyalgia, these really invisible illnesses, and helps give them amazing coping skills and ways to enjoy their life despite being in pain or in fatigue. So they're amazing and they inspire me every day.
They sound like rock stars, and I would love for them to join me. Thank you so much for that.
Absolutely.
So here's the big nugget here. Our question now is, Rachel, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are going through the muck right now on how to get to that other side?
Oh, this is such a great question. And my answer is, take the time to create your own definition of success. Because if you create your own definition of success, you'll find that a lot of the preconceived notions we have about what we should be doing are not serving you. I came out of my MBA, my corporate experience, feeling like the only way to success was grinding it out, hustling, 80-hour work weeks. And when I was going through this whole journey, I was like, is this the only way? Is this the only way to do work that I like or that I'm good at? And once I got clear on my definition of success, everything changed. And for me, it really was so simple, right? My definition of success as an entrepreneur is less about having a private jet and, you know, going off to private islands, which is, I feel like, all you see all over the gram all the time. Like, let me show you my fancy lifestyle. There is a minivan in my driveway. My sick 9-year-old is upstairs. I want to be able to be with my family and provide an amazing living for us, but I don't want to sacrifice these amazing years. I want to pick my kids up from the bus stop. I want to have date nights with my husband. I want to be able to do work I love for businesses that I care about, but I don't want to have to feel like the only way to do it is in an unethical or an uninspiring way. And having that definition of success is in front of you. It actually is even better, I think, than having like a mission statement or a value statement, because you're really clear about what's important. You can see in front of you anytime you're making decisions about your business, what really matters. So I have these non-negotiables in my business, and they mean I only work 25 hours a week. Why is that a non-negotiable? It's because I actually have to do things to take care of my physical health, and those things take time every day. I have non-negotiables about when I open my computer and when I shut it down so that I can spend the time I want with my family. I don't allow myself to, you know, go to working all night like I used to in college or when I was in corporate, and you'd be up like answering emails at 10 o'clock at night, trying to just catch up all the time. I've trained myself not to do any of that because of how important my rest and recovery is for me. So having that definition of success around, what does my health at the highest level need to look like? What do I need to do to support my health and the challenges that I have? what do I want to show up as a mom, as a wife? How does that impact my definition of success? How do I want to show up in community with other women? What does that look like? And I've really asked myself again and again, all the areas of my life, what does that look like for me? And that helps me create a container and create boundaries around my most precious resource, which is my time and energy. So if you can take some time to think through that, I think you will have a filter to run a lot of these big decisions through to make your life work better for you.
I have so much to say. This is a short podcast. I am so inspired by you, Rachel. It's so clear to me how intentional you have been, have learned to be, and how intentional you are in the way that you live life on your terms. And you mentioned boundaries. I'm so passionate about establishing and holding to implementing firm boundaries. Awesome and fantastic. So our final question here on the light side is, since we are all about being epic, Rachel, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
This is such a hard one. I feel like I already have some superpowers. I'm pretty awesome, I have to say. My son's up there. He's what makes me feel like I have superpowers. My kids make me feel like I have superpowers already just because I'm able to be with them. So if I were to have like a superhero superpower though, I really would like to be invisible. I think that would be amazing because I love observing things, and people watching is one of my favorite pastimes. So I would just sit back, watch, be a fly on the wall for amazing conversations. That would be fun.
So cool. So cool. And I love your answer that you have superpowers already, because you obviously do. Rachel, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at rachelcook.com, but I love to connect on Instagram. It is my favorite guilty pleasure. I actually respond to my DMs, and I'd love to connect with you there.
Wonderful. This is Nikki Bruno with Rachel Cook on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please visit theepiccomebackpodcast.com.